Good evening, everyone. The mitzvah tonight is mitzvah Shin Samach Daled, mitzvah Vidui Al HaChet. As we know, we're within 30 days of Rosh Hashanah. So you know, in a couple of weeks, it'll be Rosh Hashanah. So I thought it was appropriate to learn something to get into the spirit and get ready for the Yontif. You know, Rosh Hashanah is not supposed to be something that just comes and it hits us. Okay, Rosh Hashanah is here, Rosh Hashanah. That's not the way it's supposed to be. Supposed to be that we're supposed to prepare ourselves for the Rosh Hashanah. You have a court date, right? You got to get ready for court. You don't just walk into court, right? You got to prepare the case, go to the lawyer. So the lawyer is the swarm. The swarm of the lawyers will tell us what we need to do to be successful in our court date. So here we are. So I feel it's appropriate we should look at the mitzvah Vidui Al HaChet. Okay, the Chinuch writes. Shenestavinu lesvados lefnei Hashem, akol hachatoim shechatonu beishin lesnachem aleihem. That we are commanded that we have to go ahead. If anybody has anything to speak up, no one should be intimidated by this little machine. You can feel comfortable to speak up. We're commanded to do a vidu, to confess lefnei Hashem. The question is, what does the chinuch mean by lefnei Hashem? We're always in front of Hashem, right? Obviously, the idea, if you recognize that you're a Lufnei Hashem, that will also cause you never to sin. When do people sin? But they forget that if they have Shvisi Hashem L'Neg Yisam, if you always recognize Hashem in the front of you, you're not going to sin. But when you recognize that Hashem is in front of you, that's why you're coming to repent, because you recognize you're in front of Hashem. But it's interesting, the language, you know, of the Lufnei Hashem. It says the Lufnei Hashem Tutoro, right? Have to analyze that lashon. So, Sevinu l'Israelus Nei Hashem. We have to confess in front of Hashem. That means we're saying to Hashem. We're not saying to ourselves that we sinned. We're not talking to ourselves that we sinned. We're making a declaration to Hashem that we sinned. That's what he means to say. Person sins, spoke lashon hara. He doesn't say, I say to myself, I spoke lashon hara. No, that's not reason. You say to yourself, I spoke lashon hara. That's not reason. You have to say, I'm saying to Hashem, I'm saying to you, that I have sinned. I have done something wrong. That's what it means, Lufnei Hashem. Shen sevinu l'svados l'nei Hashem ha'kol ha'chatom shechatonu v'yishen esnachem aleihem. Okay, so that's a major question. Now, obviously many Rishonim learn, you know, let's say the question the Torah says, ki ha'mitzvah hazos. The pasuk says that I'm commanding you. Korah v'lach adav ma'od v'ficha v'vav chalasos. It's very close to you. So Rashi says it's referring to Liman HaTorah, and the Ramban learns it's referring to tshuva. The idea of tshuva is korah v'lach adav ma'od v'ficha v'vav chalasos. It's in your mouth and it's in your heart. So your heart will be the tshuva, and the mouth will be the vidur. But that's one source. The Ramban. Right. If a person never divorces his wife, he also, you know, even fill that mitzvah of the Torah. What's the mitzvah of the Torah? If a person decides to divorce his wife, whatever the reason is, then there's a way to do it. There's a Torah way to divorce. That's the mitzvah of divorce. We don't want us to fulfill that mitzvah.
Right.
That's the mitzvah we don't want us to fulfill. Right? So, so the same thing with Rabbi Black, I think it's a good example for your thing. We don't want to have to do tshuva. That's not a mitzvah we want to have to do. Because the only time we have to do tshuva is we sin. The only thing is, there's a part that says, Ein tzadik baret, Hashem yachatov v'leyachata. There's no such thing that a person doesn't sin.
It's not a mitzvah that you can't do.
Right. And a person is always a person, you know, people, even the tzaddikim make mistakes, they sin. Sometimes you might sin, there's certain times you sin, people sin intentionally, but there's something that unintentionally people sin. They make a mistake, they didn't know something, you know, like the Gemara says, a person sees that he's having trouble. The Gemara says, if a person sees he's having trouble, he's having difficulties, he's having problems, he's having pains, to check his actions. If he doesn't find anything, then he should be told and Bittul Torah, They should say that most probably he was negligent in some way, he must have could have worked a little more. Usually there's always something that a person, could a person say that But maybe this sukkim from Tanakh, of Nachas Abirachenu, Nachayra, these type of sukkim, but I'm saying, but the idea of the Gemara is that if you can't find Torah, Bittul Torah, it's always Bittul Torah, is a person always learning as much as he can? Isn't it possible that he could have learned an extra minute, an extra session? Every second that a person learns, every word is another mitzvah. So there's always room, usually, that there should be a sin. So the commandment is, let's vados of Hashem kol hachatan shachatana. To say a vida to Hashem, I'm saying to Hashem, on any sin that we sin, be'eshen esnachem aleihem. When should we say the vida? When we feel bad that we sin. If we say vida and we don't feel bad about it, that's not really you're doing the mitzvah right. You have to feel bad that you did the vida. That means you don't want to do. The guy says, I hate that I stole, and I'm still keeping things that I still want to steal. What kind of vigil is that? What kind of confession is that? You say, I feel bad I did this, I'm still doing it. Is that a real confession? You have to feel bad about it. So that's what the mystery is. Zeu inyan havidu. Sheyom ma'odan beis ha-tshuva. It's a person at the time of tshuva, he says, on Hashem, he says, I've sinned. So he mentions the sin that the chinuch shita, the opinion of the chinuch is. There's a whole discussion in the Gemara. The person has to specify the sin, the actual sin that he said. The chinuch takes the position that he has to say, specify the sin. I he said to favorish what he did wrong, and he asked kapara, and he asked Hashem to forgive him, and he says he should be mayrich in it according to the way he wants. Every person could ask Hashem in the way he feels he could express himself. You know, I feel very bad, I should have done it, you know, please forgive me. However the person, you know, and then, you know, however the person might want to add to that bakash, that request, he could do. Now, Mechinuch goes into detail to say that even the sins that the Torah requires a korban, the person that is to bring a korban, mechatas a certain sins, right, if a guy didn't keep Shabbos, unintentionally, he didn't know that this was forbidden to do, right? Or he forgot it was Shabbos, he forgot a korban chatas. The same thing, he brings a korban, and when you bring a korban, you have to say vidur. There's another halacha, and he brings the pasuk on that. And he brings the idea that the vidur has to be said by all and everything. Any avir that a person transgressed, the vidur has to be said. And then he says, even Ben Adam Lachavero, if a person sinned against his friend, not only, you know, you return the item to your friend, but you also have to say to Hashem, you have to say, Vita Hashem, I didn't listen to you, I saw, I just suddenly you told me I shouldn't have gone. You also have to do a Vita over there as well. Put Ben Adam Lachavero, Ben Adam Lachavero. That's a good question. You want to know, Rabbi wants to know that every time you do vida, if you do vida on each sin, would you fulfill many mitzvot? So, would each one be a separate mitzvah or not? Would each one be a separate mitzvah? Each thing is a separate mitzvah of vida.
That's
the lashon of the pasuk. It's not as eschatasa.
Right.
It's in the plural sense. Definitely something to think about.
But also on the flip side of the point is that you have to say, think about it, say your own lashon, and beg for forgiveness. So it's like, separate, each one has its own.
Yeah, but he says there is a standard text of Ono Hashem Chatosi Afisi Chashati. That's a standard text. I've done such and such, and then he said you learn that as well. And there is a standard text. So what he said, and then at the end of the mitzvah, he talks about the vidui that we have from the traditional vidui and the custom of all Yisrael to say is the Mei HaTshuva, of the Chatanu, Anachnu, Ashamnu, Bagadnu. That's also part of the traditional vidui that we say. He says, this mitzvah of vidui applies 365 days a year. It's not just on Yom Kippur, you have to say vidui. If a person sinned today, and really the way to go is if a person sinned today, you should do the vidui today, because you might forget what you did by the time Yom Kippur comes. That's the show. But people have to, and a person has to do vidui, it's noeg v'chomokah v'chomzman, the Chena says, the sperm in a cave, it's male or female. And he said, if a person did not do vidui, it's like a final date, meaning it's noeg every day, but there's a time period, you have to do it by a certain date, like, you know what, it's like a mezuzah in a certain way, you know? You might have like 30 days or something, but here you have a two Yom Kippur. I mean, when Yom Kippur comes, if Yom Kippur comes, and he did not do vidui on that sin, a person sinned this year, right? See, the question is, if a person sins between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, right? So when is his vidui time? Does he have until Yom Kippur? Is that a very small window? The guy sins on the eighth day of Shemay Tshuva, on Erev Yom Kippur, he sinned. Do we say that his window is up on Yom Kippur the next day? Meaning because he has the Yom Kippur? That's what it sounds like. If a person did not do vidui on the day that was designated for Slichon Kapara, that's Yom Kippur, even called Yom Kippur, he's mevatel this mitzvah seser. So when does a person, let's say, you know what, if you don't put on tefillin today, it's not for mitzvah seser tefillin, right? First put on tefillin today. If you put on tefillin today, first put on mitzvah seser tefillin. The person, if Yom Kippur comes, and you know, a person goes in, if he sinned today, if a person sins today, and he comes Yom Kippur, and he doesn't say vidui, he transgressed, this aveir, this mitzvah. He has a mitzvah, he didn't do it. The Torah prescribed, you know, now, it would sound like from here, that tshuva is obviously also a chiyuv, mitzvah chiyuvah. However, the Mincha Senech's Mahalach, we're not going to focus on his personal Mahalach on that. But the general consensus, people would say, that there's an obligation to do tshuva. If a person sins, he has to do tshuva. He has to do tshuva, right? V'shachar Hashem l'kech, the Pasuk says, right? What's the different psukim the Pasuk says. And if it says this v'shachar, the Torah says, you have to repent. When does a person have to repent? But let's repent when he sins. So if a person sins, and if we're saying that he has a mitzvah saseh to do vidui, and we said in order for a person to confess, we're talking about there's a mitzvah to confess one sin, and he has to do it by Yom Kippur, before Yom Kippur, or Yom Kippur is his last day to do it. If he doesn't do it by Yom Kippur, he transgresses, he's a vatal mitzvah saseh. And then I presume, then he has the whole next year to the next Yom Kippur to do it. The most probably he would transgress again the next year. He didn't do it the following year. He transgresses again the following year. Right? Because he had another opportunity, a special opportunity to do vidui, and he didn't do the vidui.
You mean he transgresses by not doing the vidui?
By not doing the vidui. There's a positive obligation for him to do vidui. Mm-hmm. That's how we can learn the thing. You have an obligation to do vidui. You didn't do it. Now, you need to transgress. Torah told you have to do this. This is the end of, you know, we have Sov Zman Kriyishma. Kriyishma has to be said by a certain time. Vidu has to be done by a certain time. So if a person goes ahead, the person is not well, Chas HaShalom, on Yom Kippur. Right? Or a person knows that he's not going to be able to say Vidu on Yom Kippur, whatever the circumstance might be. What is he supposed to do? What?
He's in prison.
What is he supposed to do? He's supposed to say the vidui before Yom Kippur. Because if he doesn't say the vidui before Yom Kippur, he is the father of the mitzvah saseh. The mitzvah saseh is vadu, the pasuk that he says, daba b'nei Yisrael, is vadu es chatos ha-mashah asu. We have to say a vidui. So we have to know that when we come to Yom Kippur, we are fulfilling that mitzvah say of doing vidui. We're doing a mitzvah say on Yom Kippur. What's the mitzvah say that we're doing? Vidui. And that vidui is also a tshuva. I want to welcome Jonathan. Please make yourself comfortable. Take one of the chairs. We're learning the mitzvah in the honor of Yom Kippur Hashanah of Vidur. Mitzvah Vidur. And what we said, just to sum it up, that the mitzvah that saves a positive commandment to a person to say Vidur for any sin that he did, whether between man and fellow man and God, he has to say Vidur. But also, obviously, between man and your fellow man, it's not enough to say Vidur. You have to also go over to your fellow man and appease him, say you ask forgiveness, and you have to return if you took anything from him that you didn't return. And that mitzvah that say you have to do by Yom Kippur. And if you don't do it by Yom Kippur, when Yom Kippur comes, Yom Kippur is that your last opportunity. If you don't do it by then you last opportunity in order to not to transgress this positive commandment. For the Torah instructs us, confess. And now, you can do it today, you can do it tomorrow, but you must do it by Yom Kippur. By Yom Kippur, it's a deadline. It's a deadline. We have a lawyer. We have a deadline. You don't do the deadline. You pay the penalty. Without the mitzvah say, then you lost that mitzvah say, and then it would seem that the next year would kick in. If you don't do it by the following Yom Kippur, you would have vatal the mitzvah say again, because God has given us a designated date for us to do vidui to confess our sins. What?
You're in the sukkah 1 year,
and then
next year you're
also about to listen. Right, you're eating the sukkah this year. You have next year you're eating the sukkah. You don't do it by next year, but you're about another mitzvah thing. You have to be proactive. The Torah wants to be proactive. We have to, every year we have there's this deadline to check to make sure that we clean up our act. And that's what this vidui is all about. Vidui, obviously, vidui without shuva is nothing. The guy said, so therefore not only is vidui, see the focus of the chinuch is on vidui. But vidui is just the second step. First comes tshuva. And the way the chinuch says, when somebody says that vidui is really in a certain sense the expression of his tshuva in his heart. Meaning it's the oral declaration of what he himself has come to that understanding. He's come to the understanding and say, I'm not going to do the sin anymore. He's goma belibo. I'm not going to sin anymore. I'm not going to do this ever anymore. I feel bad I did it. And when he, now it's not, now the Torah says it's not enough to think about it and have it in your heart. That's not enough. We find a concept by Amalek. It's not enough to just go ahead and what? Remember Amalek in your heart. You have to, that's not Tishkach, the Torah says, Zachar, Shesama, you have to also remember Amalek in your mouth, orally. It has to be expressed, in an expressive. So here for this mitzvah, Vidui also is an expressive mitzvah. It's not enough to think it in your heart. You have to actually say it.
The deadline is Yom Kippur, not Hashanah Rabbah? Not Hashanah
Rabbah. Hashanah Rabbah, maybe in the Midrashim, they discuss different things. They even some might even say Chanukah, but I would say Hashanah Rabbah, Shmini Atzeres, is more in the Midrashim about certain things, the delivery maybe of the din, you know, might be signed on Kippur, you know, it's the chesim of Kippur, there might be another stage. But regarding that might be more on a more Kabbalistic level or something, you know, more about that. But on the more halachic level that we're talking about, what? On the more halachic level, it's Yom Kippur is a day. The person doesn't do tshuva on Yom Kippur, he's come out, he's mevatel off this mitzvah asay.
He's always looking for an adjournment.
Okay.
When mitzvah say means positive mitzvah.
Positive commitment, yes.
What specific, is it the Al-Khaitz that the leader is?
Hashem the Baganu,
it's
everything.
Why do we say Al-Khaitz so many times?
Okay, obviously there are different reasons, but obviously I hope the point. Obviously, the more we say it, it should hit us somewhere. We should realize what we're saying. It should make an impact on us. Obviously, you know this
really could be us the first time.
Yeah, there's a Chai Adam. I think Mashkiach says South of First Shalayim. Michal Bergman, we think used to quote the Chai Adam. I think he says soon we're going to have slichas. I think he said the Chai Adam writes that it's better to say I think Hashamnu Baganu one time with Kavana and three times without tapping. You know, you go, if you're limited in time, say once, slowly. So they say, well, you could check up the high oven. I haven't seen it since last year.
You also get the permission every single one of them.
Right, and he also gives an explanation. What is a shamda for this? As you know, the shamda bagandu is in the aleph phase. We want to include anything from aleph through top, so to speak. The shamda bagandu, the zana. So therefore, the chayotim writes, aleph could stand for achila, eating, and other things that we didn't make a proper bracha, rishona, proper bracha achona, which doesn't apply to anyone here, of course. But, you know, I was once giving a shir somewhere, and I saw that the guy was about to put something in his mouth that, without making a bracha, and I said something like, I threw in something like, about making a bracha, like he caught himself, it was like very cute. Okay, but the point is, the Allah stands for Achila. We have to cover all bases. That's what the Hashem, the Bagan, the Chazal, put it in, created this text of Allah Tutaf to help us.
Is there any feeding during the year?
So this mitzvah throughout the year. If a person sinned today, if a person didn't talk to someone the way they should have, right? They have the mitzvah to say vidu now. I'm sorry. You say sorry to the person. You say sorry to Hashem. They're doing slichas now.
They say it sounds
right. Very good. Very good.
They say
Hashem. Excellent. So that fits in exactly with the chinuch. This mitzvah is 365 days a year to say Hashem to do vidois. But the only thing is, the person should think. You know, the problem is that people have to think what they're saying Hashem about.
People say it very clearly.
If you just say Hashem about what do you? If your heart's not into it, what are you saying?
Right.
Now, if a person says, you know, Hashem, forgive me any sin that I did, you know, so now that we're gonna get that now you get into a different machlokas. Do you have to actually specify this actual sin or not? So the chinuch says, yes. So that's something we have to see, look into more. But
I just wanted to know, it's broken up into different categories. I mean, it's in parts. They say, so, you know, it's broken into three different parts before the Kabbalah's thing. Is there any reason why each section has this specific bearings in there? Or what's the reason? Like, it's broken up into three different parts. And I wonder if the connection is to those bearings that are in each part. Is there
I'm going to have to analyze it. Okay, so let's look at the Mincha Chinuch of here. You see, also before this, there's also very fascinating Rambams on Hilchos Teshuva. Now, so we the Rambam in his introduction, in his headline, you know, when you write an article, right? The headline means that, you know, you send an email. What's the subject matter, right? It's something important. The Rambam here in Hilchos Teshuva, he writes the language Mitzvah Asei Achas. He says there's one mitzvah asay in the Hilchos Teshuva. What is this mitzvah asay? Usha yoshev hachoti mecheto lifnei Hashem. You have to turn away from your sin in front of Hashem via svada. And you have to say vidu. So Rambam seems to combine the mitzvah of tshuva and vidu as one mitzvah. What about if a guy does tshuva and he doesn't do vidu? What did he accomplish? How much has he accomplished? Is tshuva and vidu two separate mitzvahs, or is it one mitzvah? So the language of the Rambam, it sounds like they're all part of one mitzvah. There's room to say there's two mitzvahs here in the Torah. There's a mitzvah to tshuva of I sin, I did something wrong, I'm not going to do it again. I'm returning to Hashem. And there's another mitzvah to actually declare the sin I did. You could learn that way. There's a new halacha in vidu, just like about a korban. When a person brings a korban, there's a special halacha, he has to say vidu by the korban, right? It's a special, so you could say, could you break it up into two parts? The Rambam seems, from this language of the Rambam, seems to say that this one, it's all part of one mitzvah. You have a mitzvah, if we did something wrong, we got to do tshuva. We have enough commitment to do tshuva. And not only that, and part of that is we have to do vidu. So we're going to see how the Minchas Chinuch how he's going to analyze this mitzvah of vidui. So let's see what he says over here. He says, take it from the first minchas chena on the left hand corner on the bottom. Some of you have the old print, and maybe we have a lawyer here. Maybe he'll send a letter to me to the minchas to the. I sent a letter 15 years ago around. Maybe if not. Around 14 years ago, to ask them if I can make copies of the new Minchas Chenuch. Now, by the way, they printed maybe over 10 editions they printed. And at that time, maybe it was a novel, or it was new, or whatever. I asked them if I can make copies. They did not want me to make copies. I don't know if it's because it was in print, they didn't want me. They would never allow me in print to make copies of the new Sefer, because maybe they were afraid that it would take away people buying it. But because of that letter that I sent to them, I don't make copies from the new one. I only make copies from the old one, which is about 100 years old. And it's just, you know, no one has copyrights. No, everyone just prints the old one, just prints it over again, and puts on a new binding, and that's there's no. Minchas Chinuch is it's. I would think he wrote this for his son. The Sefer HaChinuch. That's the Sefer HaChinuch. That's why it's called Sefer HaChinuch. And Minchas Chinuch is like the Mincha, it's like a present. He wrote a Sefer which he added to the Minchas Chinuch is a commentary on the Sefer HaChinuch. We have to really look at Sagdama how he explains why he called this Minchas Chinuch. Chinuch was the Rishon who wrote the Sefer. That's in the bold. The Minchas Chinuch is the Mincha is his offering, his present that he's adding to the Chinuch. We're going into detail about that mitzvah, but we have to check that up. If that's his intention, we have to look in his introduction to see if that's why he called it that way. Now, the Chinuch itself must have been written about 700 years ago or something. That's what I would speculate. It's not clear who is the author of the Sefer HaChinuch. There's been a lot of discussion. If you look at the new Minchas Chinuch in the beginning, they have a lot of discussion who exactly is the author of the Chinuch. But everyone knows who the author of the Minchas Chinuch. If he's someone who lived with probably 150 years ago or something, Rebbe Bad. See some hashkafas today with the Rebbe Bad. That's a descendant of one who authored the Minchas Chinuch. What do you say?
Which is a summary of this?
Wait a minute, the Minchas Chinuch goes into detail into the mitzvah. Many different aspects of the mitzvah, which are not discussed in the Chinuch, that's what the Minchas Chinuch wrote.
It's quite
smaller. Smaller than
what?
Than this. Then wait a minute, it's much more in depth than the Chinuch. Yes, much more in depth. Now, so he writes like this, Shin Savinu Lisvados. Let's see, we have the Shin Samach Dalet? The mitzvah Shin Samach Dalet. This is the mitzvah. Page test of yours. So he says Shin Savinu Lisvados. Shin Samach Dalet. And you want this page here? Asuka.
Before.
Yeah, let me find the point. We give service around here. This is the East Side Torah Center. Look at the beautiful refreshments they have out here.
By the way, if this is your... if you were here last week, sometime before you leave, if you write down your number, add yourself to the list, I'll call you in time to remind you for the next year.
Okay. Shin Savinu Lesvado. Ayin Rambam. Chukha Shuva Perik Aleph. Asof Aloha. You see, he says, look at the Rambam. Right? So we should look at the Rambam, right? So we quoted you a little bit the headline of the Rambam. And the Rambam says, by the way, Mizman Hazer, there's no Beit HaMikdash, we don't have Mizbeach. The only thing we got is Tshuva. And the Tshuva is Mechapa on all sins. Even Rambam said the person was wicked his whole life, we don't recommend that. And he does tshuva at the end. His Rambam says that he will not be reminded about his sins. His sins will be erased. A person can't say, I'm going to sin, you know, eventually, and I'll do tshuva. A person can't say that. But then he said, the Rambam said, but the Rambam specifies that certain types of sins, that tshuva is not enough. I mean, what do we find out? It's not enough of an atonement. He still might need some punishments. He might, or some sins he might need Yom Kippur. Some sins he might need punishments. Some sins he might need maybe an actual death will be a kapara, depending on the level of the sin. But tshuva is the way to go. Tshuva is the way to go. So now he says over here, Ayin Ram Zohar Tshuva. Kerval Hasaf of Luchur Nirlan Yasait Vidivya Harav Machabe. The mitzvah that say dekan inu hatshuva. So he says, from the language of the Machaber of the Sefer Chinuch, the mitzvah here is not shuva. That's not the mitzvah that we have over here. Rak havid b'peh. What is the mitzvah that we have? Is the confession. It's to confess. The gzeiras hakosafi is that the Torah tells us, if you feel bad, you feel remorse that you sinned, you have an obligation. You have to orally state what you did wrong. Like other mitzvahs that are dependent in speech. You go kriyashma, v'domeim, kriyashma. You have to say the kriyashma. It's a special mitzvah to say kriyashma. Chaynirim l'shem mechilta. She'emei v'ra mechad. Adayin ha'yisi omer, she'en havid the el b'eretz Yisrael. There was a mechilta that had an amazing idea. You hear that, like, you know, I've never seen, they said that Rav Reuven Gazovsky, I once heard by Rav Reuven Gazovsky was a Rosh Hashiva in Torah Das, that he gave maybe half the share with what was the Havamin of the Gemara. What was the Gemara thinking? You know, the Gemara had thought one way, and then the Gemara concludes another way. Like the Gemara says, Savru B'nai Yeshiva, the B'nai Yeshiva thought. You know, even if they thought that way, you have to understand why they thought that way. There's something to learn from it. So the Mechilta says, I might have thought that the mitzvah, the vidui, is only in Eretz Yisrael. Not in Chutz La'aretz. Because Eretz Yisrael, that's really where it's at. That's where the kapara is at, the atonement's at. That's the main place. Outside Eretz Yisrael, I might have thought you don't need to do vidui. And therefore, we need kamash mavana, and we bring or whatever, we have a limit. We even need to do vidui outside Israel too. Now, let me ask you a question. The mitzvah of tshuva, the pasuk is talking about you go to Hashem sent you out of Eretz Yisrael and you're in foreign lands, and what does the Torah say? And then what do? You have people have difficulties, and then v'shas not Hashem l'kafir, you're going to return to Hashem.
Right, I say the mitzvah is that
you're doing tshuva outside Eretz Yisrael, but we would have thought that the mitzvah of vidui is not outside Eretz Yisrael. So what does it seem to indicate?
The tshuva and
Separate mitzvahs. If you could tell me, if you want to suggest a split, you want to suggest that vidui, confession, is only only in the land of Israel. So you seem to, no one would think that tshuva is only in the land of Israel. The pasuk says tshuva outside the land of Israel. So therefore, it seems to suggest that vidui might be a separate mitzvah. That's where the minchas chinuch. He's going to start focusing on. We saw clearly that the Rambam, in the way he introduces the myth in Hilchos Teshuva, the Rambam says there's one mitzvah here, and that is to repent and to do vidui. So he seems to say there are two parts, they're connected. Now, they could be two different parts. I mean, there's one mitzvah that has, how could you understand the Rambam? There's one mitzvah with two parts. The Minchas Chinuch is saying, no, maybe there's two separate mitzvahs. That's the question. How do you define it? Do you define it as one mitzvah with two parts? There's a mitzvah of tshuva and with vidur, that's all part of one mitzvah? Or do you look at it as two separate mitzvahs? Let's see how the Minchas Chinuch presents it. So he says, Badayin ha'yitzi Omer, I would have said, She'ena vidui ela b'eretz Yisrael. I would have said the mitzvah vidui is only in Yisrael. Minolan afach l'sorach. How do we know, even in chutz la'aretz, that there's a mitzvah word of vidui? Right? Be'emes, tshuva mevu'a l'hedi b'torah. Tshuva is openly in the Torah.
the Pashas Shuvah, right? The Pashas Nitzavim, Vashivosa Levecha, Chol Adoyim Hashidechacha. You'll start thinking, contemplating in all the lands that you're, all the goyim, the nation that you're going to, Hashem is going to disperse you. Then the shav, you're going to turn back the shav. Then you're going to do tshuva there. The shav Hashem lakech Hashvus, Hashem will return.
You're
going to
live in captivity.
And that's from a chutzlar, he's experienced the chol goyim. So we see that over there, where you're doing tshuva, you're doing tshuva outside the land of Israel. And yet there's a suggestion that maybe vidui will not apply there. Well, Mari b'chutzmah, it's because it's still Pasha Eschanon, v'heifit, v'shavta ad Hashem, ki karachon. In Cain, mevuah b'kosev, the af b'chutzmah is behind a tshuva. We see in the Pasek that outside the land of Israel, tshuva has. Elevadai tshuva l'chon. Tshuva stands on its own. Tshuva, that a person said, I'm not going to do this, not even, you don't have to say it the way that he's learning. Tshuva means, I feel bad I did the sin, I'm not doing it again. That's tshuva. You believe, even in your heart, you need. Let me ask you a question. If a person doesn't say either, he doesn't confess. He doesn't openly confess, but he feels bad he did the sin, and he doesn't do it again. Did the guy do tshuva? Let me ask you a question. He did a sin, that's a great example. And then he feels bad about it in his heart, and he doesn't openly say it, feels bad in his heart, and he accepts upon himself not to do it again. And he doesn't do it again.
He just said it even
if only in his heart. Are you telling me he didn't do tshuva? Right? That's what he's saying. That he did tshuva. He didn't do vidui, but did he do tshuva? He's not doing tshuva. I mean, what do you say? The guy, he's not doing it anymore.
Unless there's some technical requirements.
Okay, so we're saying, the question is, how do we define as a technical requirement? Is it the technical requirement in order to get kapara? Maybe you need to do tshuva, not tshuva, you need to say vidui to be atoned, but really you're about tshuva, even if you didn't do the vidui, but you won't get that technical requirement, you won't get forgiven, meaning you won't get cleaned up. So whatever dirt was created, whatever stain, whatever punishment, it's not going to be totally erased.
Seems like if the person sincerely that says to himself that I'm not going to do it again, I get wrong, I won't do it again, it seems hard to accept that he won't be forgiven if he doesn't say it out loud.
Well, so obviously he'll be forgiven if it's definitely a certain amount. The question is, do we say, it would seem that it should be, do we say that it's missing in the kapara, and there's a level of a technical point that wasn't met, and therefore he won't get a full atonement of some sort?
So we're talking now only in Adam Makam?
Every, in Adam Makam and in Adam Chaver, because every sin...
Because I thought in Adam Chaver you said that you have to go over to the first.
It's an extra step.
So every, that part, wouldn't that be full on the vidui too, since you're talking to him, aren't you confessing?
But that's not l'shnei Hashem. There's at the vidui, the confession is you have to confess to Hashem, to say to Hashem, I'm sorry. And when you sin to a fellow man, there's two problems. Not only you sinning to the fellow man, but I don't talk nice about you, I'm not picking on you, David. And not only am I sinning against you, I'm sinning against God. Because God says I can't talk negative about him.
There's a
Ben Adam Makam in every Ben Adam Havir. The first of the three, you notice someone true like he should. He has two problems he has. He's three sons. You should know that if a person said Lashon Hara about somebody, right? So now, if the halacha says like this, if she says something negative about somebody, and he doesn't know about it, and he's not hurt by it, you don't have to go over to him to tell you, I'm sorry that I said that, but if he doesn't know about it, and he wasn't hurt about it, you should tell him, just make it worth it. You said that about it. If you said the only thing, then you got to say to God, I'm sorry. I didn't listen to you. You told me not to talk negative about the guy. I spoke negative about that. But if I hurt the guy, if I said something to the guy and he got affected, then I got to go to him and go to Hashem. Yes.
Question. I thought I was taught that there's three parts to children. One is the vidui, one is the chamarata, and the third part is, I guess if it's with a person, you have to rectify what you did or something, but also that you have to make up your mind and do it again.
So here we're implying that you do the vidui and it's all over with.
Okay, so the I think the chinuch himself. The chinuch says in the halachas of this mitzvah, he says the tshuva is to leave the sin and remove it from his heart and from his mind, and in his heart he says in his heart is goyimer believable that he'll never that he won't do it again. That's really accepting. That's tshuva. Because what does it mean tshuva? If I go ahead and if I don't accept upon myself not to do it again, because I really do tshuva, that's part of the tshuva. Part of tshuva means is I'm not gonna do that again.
Does that take place while he's doing
Jesus? That is the way he says. See the way the chinuch says, you're going in your heart, and also you have to mention it beferish. And also interesting, he said you have to mention beferish that you're not going to do this sin again. It's not only, see, the way the chinuch says it.
You have to say it verbally,
the chinuch says, not only have to say the sin, the chinuch says you have to also say, I'm not going to do this sin again.
So if you could say that the technical requirement of vidui is that by confessing it to Hashem, maybe you bring yourself a little closer to Hashem. So, for example, I know that if I have a fight with my wife, it's one thing to say...
A disagreement.
It's one thing if I say, you know, I won't do it again. It's another thing to say, here's what I did wrong, and to show how I understand what I did wrong, as opposed to them saying, I won't do it again. It's a difference. It brings you closer, and it heals things better. Mm-hmm. So maybe in that way, the vidu serves to bring you close to Hashem when you're saying, listen, I understand what it is that I did wrong. Not just that I regret it, I don't do it again.
Mm-hmm. Interesting idea. We also know that when you say something, obviously it makes more of an impression on a person also when you say something, because you verbalize it and you feel hypocritical if you say something and then you don't keep what you say. You know, the fact that I thought something and I don't follow what I thought is one level. I said I'm not going to do it again, and then I go and I do it again. I mean, I know I said it, and now I said I'm not going to do it, and now I'm going to do it. So that also helps when you verbalize, when you say openly something. You say to your wife, I'm sorry. The fact that you feel you're sorry, when you know you say, I'm not going to do it again. Now they heard, she heard, you're not going to say, do that again. You're not going to want to look, and you know, so that's also.
And on the flip side, I once heard a shir about being makar tov, and they say that when you really want to show appreciation, you say exactly what it is that you appreciate. You know, you discuss it, I thank you for doing this, thank you for doing that, you know, and you elaborate on it. So this is sort of the converse. That you elaborate on what it is that you did wrong.
So that would hopefully get the person to feel it more, right? Same way if you elaborate on the appreciation, you'll come to feel the appreciation more. Okay, hopefully verbalizing will get the job done better.
Thank you very much for bringing that out and share.
That was very good, David.
What's it not for telling you? Just to show appreciation, yeah. Show gratitude.
Okay. So we'll continue in the Minta Chinuch. That's one of the highlights of tonight's share, David. So back in the Minta Chinuch. In pain, Nevuah b'chosah. The af b'chosah, ma'ani shuvah. Elavad shuvah l'chosah. Shuvah is by itself that feel of belay. That's even in the heart. In mitzchari, belay shalom, achos shalom, b'chavah shuvah. If you're mitzchari, you have remorse with the lay shalom, Hashem accepts the tshuva. Rakan, but over here, he mitzvasei, the whole mitzvasei shemetara is a special mitzvah, as you would say, a technical point. If you didn't say the vidu b'peh, a guy didn't show up on Yom Kippur, he didn't show up to shul on Yom Kippur, like we said, you make sure you say that vidu Yom Kippur. He didn't show up on Yom Kippur, bitl mitzvasei, he was about to want a mitzvah that he had to do. But when it comes to the atonement on the Avera Sha'ava, it's half of the Tshuva of the Leif. Maybe the Kapara, at this point he wants to say that atonement will be complete. You have a complete atonement by doing Tshuva in your heart. By repenting, I'm not going to do the sin again. But by not verbalizing, you transgress a different obligation, but does not take away from your atonement on the sin that you did, but the fact that you repented. And by the way, as Sean discussed, it's a great mercy of Hashem. It's a great mercy of Hashem that He accepts Shuva. Right? That Hashem accepts the person that repentance, that it's wiped off. Like the Rambam says, it's ki evil lo chatam me'olam, that the person didn't say at all. An amazing thing, what Shuva is, the power of Shuva. The Rambam says about Shuva is an entire, a certain way Madrega that it throws not about Shuva. He tasted sin and he removes and he stopped doing it. But it's ki evil, as if he didn't sin. Like go. It's like a laundry mat. But you know, there was a stain and then it's cleaned off. It's not, it like it was never there. That's what Shuva is about. Then he says, the gam chai v'krisis v'misis bezim v'chai v'malchus. The aim of tzav v'lo tshuva, also other types of heavy sins, v'tshuva m'tzavim, and tshuva, there is a kapara, the whole chaluki kapara is kapara, like we'll explain, there are different levels of kapara, that if a person does tshuva, we said certain sins, if he does tshuva, tshuva itself would clean him, maybe some sins tshuva is not enough, you have to Yom Kippur, together with Yom Kippur will clean us, have complete kapara, some needs punishment. Haina tshuva b'leif, just tshuva b'leif. The component of tshuva is only in the heart. In aim is chara b'leif, he has a kapara mission. If he doesn't have remorse in his heart, there's no kapara. If it's chara b'leif, if he has remorse in his heart, he has a kapara. Masha tshuva b'kapara. He has atonement, there's a tshuva atonement. Of the aim atonement, and whatever power the tshuva has, depending on the type of sin. Of the aim atonement, the cloud, the vidur yitvar. It's not because of yitvar. Rocky missed that say to say after. Then we lost the cane. If you didn't do it, then what's that say to me? Oh, that's Shuvah is Kabbalah. But the Shuvah should be accepted in the Chabbalah. Masha Shuvah Ruhi L'Chabbalah. I'll call it this Mashi Kodi Yishavira. We'll explain Mashi Shuvah with Yad Shemaya. The Chaini of the Kedushim. She's like the Gemara Kedushim. The guy goes over to a lady. He says, I want you to marry me on the condition that I'm a tzaddik. And he gives her a coin. He gives her a ring. She accepts it and it was done for two witnesses. So is it a good Kedushim? We say maybe it's a good Kedushin. The guy was a wicked man his whole life. The guy was a wicked guy.
Maybe he didn't do Tshuva.
Well, he was a wicked man his whole life. He says, accept us on that because I'm a tzaddik, and she accepted. She needs to get. Maybe why? Shema here, why? What does the Gemara say? What does it say? And maybe Shema here, a Tshuva Leva. Because look what he said. Because maybe he put Shuva in his heart. What about Shuva? He didn't say any confession. He answered by the fact that he did it in his heart. That's enough. The chayim near kedushin, my man says on base. Im kiyush amana shi tzadik, kar shi on the kiyush amana tzadik. I feel who Rashi Gomo. Even with a very wicked man. Nukadesha. He's kiyush. Moshe Amna Shuva Shuva Shuva. Perhaps, he said. Perhaps he repented in his heart. Suffolk. See, and he's a get. She might be married to this guy. She might. If she's married, she might be married. She has to get a get. Wants to be able to marry someone else, right? Mm-hmm. So, Shema here a tshuva believer. I mean, a tshuva believe. So, see, the tshuva is where in the heart. Af shalomim pehavei tzadik. He went out the mouth of the tzadik. So he says the chaim b'yuma, and then he brings a couple of verses from b'yuma. Then we'll skip a little bit. But then he says, after he says this presentation, he says, the Rambam doesn't learn this way. He says, the Rambam, you look at the second copy, everyone on the second page? You have a second copy? I'll give you a second. The Rambam, the second.
Which page?
Next page, right column.
What does it say on the top? Hey.
Here, after Rambam, it's about eight lines into the wide line. The old Mishasena, over here. Ach, the Rambam, it's right over here. See if you can find it.
Can I see for a second?
Ach, the Rambam.
What does it say on top of that?
Here, look over here. Ach, the Rambam. Here, look over here. Ach, the Rambam. On the new Mishasena, it's a Del Banam paragraph.
after Rambam can Perik Aleph Halacha Aleph Mevuah Lehedya, the Rambam, is it, you got it? Everyone got it? Jonathan, do you have it?
Over here,
Holman is after the Rambam. Person wants to have kapara? To be atoned, he has to say the confession. There's no atonement. In order to be atoned, have kapara, to be forgiven, you have to go ahead and do vidui too. He said that you have to do both in order to have a kapara. So it comes that tshuva itself will not bring a kapara. It won't be atonement. Complete atonement is only with the vidur. There's a formula that you have to do to get kapara. What's the formula? Tshuva and vidur. That's a technical point in the formula. You don't do vidur. Now, obviously, I would say, whatever part you do, you'll get some sort of kapara, but obviously not a complete kapara. Until now, he wanted to say, you got a complete kapara with the tshuva, except you missed out on an additional mitzvah. Now he's around and saying, no, you didn't get that complete kapara. If a person goes ahead and hits another guy, he has also to confess the issue. He repeated himself many times, Rambam. He has to have confession. It's not enough to the heart, he has to say it. He said, what is tshuva? You forsake that sin, you're not going to sin again. You have to say it with your mouth. And you have to say the thing should go unbelievable. What you came to decide in your heart, you have to verbalize. You said in your heart that you're not going to sin again, you're never going to do it again, and you feel bad, you have to say that, you have to say it verbally. Near the Vida Gam came Bachal Shuvah. It's included in part, it's part of the Shuvah process. Below that, now this next line of the Chit, I don't understand clearly. Below the Ena Shuvah Melech Klal. It doesn't help at all. I don't know what it means, it doesn't help at all. It definitely helps. It doesn't help completely. It doesn't help at all. I don't understand that. Of course, every part that you did Shuvah, your heart, everything is going to help a certain amount. It might not be a full atonement, but the Rambam Nira, the Kol Mil Mekov is Zev Zvadu. Everything is learned from the Pasuk of Zvadu.
He's talking about the Rambam.
He's saying the Rambam. He's focusing the Rambam, the way the Rambam seems to indicate, is that atonement is dependent in Vidur. If you don't have Vidur, you do tshuva in your heart, and you said, well, you'll do it again, but you don't say that confession, you don't get atonement. And he says, the Eini Maven.
The Rambam holds maybe because he holds all one mitzvah.
It's all one mitzvah. Right. Very good.
You
didn't do the mitzvah completely. Very good. But there was a kind of chati shir, right? Chati shir mitzvah not, right? Chati shir is awesome in the Torah. Chati shir, but he did something. He definitely did something. He said, v'eini meiv, the vadi mitzvah say, v'imu also came, the zvah ziv. He said, v'eini meiv, he said, I don't understand. The vada mitzvah say. Of course, it's a positive commitment to say vidu. And also came with vada is prepared vada yavah say. Oh, the lachet hakaporim and olam. How does the Rambam know that if you don't verbalize it, it takes away the that it holds back the atonement? So now, right, really, I just want to say what he said. Interesting. That he said that on the Rambam, you shouldn't ask the question from the Gemara. The Gemara says, a guy goes to a lady and he gives her a ring, and he says, he went with a wicked man his whole life. He says, on the condition that I'm a tzaddik, why don't you marry me? If she accepts it, we say that maybe it's a good kedusha. So we wanted to say, that would seem to indicate just having it in your heart, that would make you a tzaddik. Tshuva is enough in your heart.
Because we say that maybe it's a tzaddik, even though he did not actually confess. So the Mechassinuch wanted to prove from there that the vidui is an independent thing, because you see that you could be a tzaddik without the confession. So he wants to say maybe, he wants to say, it's not a question on the Rambam. Because even if, according to the Rambam, and the Rambam said in order to have atonement, you have to do vidui, to be atoned, but you could still be a tzaddik without atonement. You're a tzaddik. You don't, if you had in your mind, in your heart, that you're not going to do this thing again, you might not get atonement because you didn't fulfill all the technical requirements. You had a technical requirement. In order to get atonement, you have to do vidui, according to the Rambam. You don't confess, you don't get atonement. But are you a tzaddik? You're a righteous man. You can be a righteous man and not get atoned. But you didn't do what you need to do to get atoned. What makes you righteous? Today you're righteous because you accepted upon yourself not to sin again. Are you a righteous man? You're a righteous man. Did you get atonement? Were you forgiven? Were you cleaned of the past? Did you do everything you needed to do? No. But are you a tzaddik now? You're a tzaddik now. That's what the Menachem Sanef wants to say. It's not a question from Nakamura on the Rambam. You could be a tzaddik but not have had atonement. But we all see from this.
You're a
tzaddik with a chasara. You're a tzaddik with a but you still have some baggage. You can be a tzaddik with baggage. That's what the Menachem Sanef wants to say. But we see an amazing thing. What a person, you know, even that Gemara should be inspiring for everyone. That a person could be the Gemara. He could be a Rosh. He could be the Rosh his whole life. And it's possible he's a tzaddik. He could have changed in one moment. He could have changed to be called a tzaddik. Why? Because in his heart he changed. In his heart he decided he's not going to sin again. He's not going to do that avera again. And the only way these things are going to happen is only if we put now you have to people have to generally work on themselves. You see if you shot them right. These things don't happen by yourself. To serve Hashem properly. It's not something automatic. You know, when you go to sleep at night, Bezmashem, you go to sleep, you fall asleep automatic. You know what? Even the people have difficulty falling asleep, they'll fall asleep 2 o'clock in the morning, 3, but eventually they fall asleep and they wake up automatically, wherever that time might be. But this doesn't happen automatically. For us to do the right thing, to say the right thing, do everything right, it's not something automatic. It takes time. It makes time. It takes effort. You could say about marriage, right? Marriage needs work. It's not something that doesn't work by itself. The same thing as my mother would say, anybody get married, man, stay married. That's the work that has to be done. So the same thing is, to do the right thing, it takes work. And it's not going to happen by yourself. Therefore, my bracha to everyone is that we should put the time, we should put the effort, and that's what these days are about. Before you have a trial, prepare for the trial. We have to prepare, we have to do something, we have to take action to prepare, to make sure that we'll be successful. And obviously by learning these mitzvot about tshuva, about vidui, and learn the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva is definitely very inspiring, and it's in our hands. It's up to us. As they say, I'm giving you the ball, see what you're going to do with it. Hashem has given us the opportunity, he's given us the question, are we going to do what we need to do, or not going to do what we need to do? He's given us the mitzvah of tshuva, the mitzvah of vidui. The question is, are we going to take it? Do what? He's giving us the opportunity. Take advantage of the opportunity or not? It's for our good. It's for our benefit that he gives it to us. So it's great chesed. And that's really what we have to say to ourselves. All right, next week we'll be back with Hashem at 9 o'clock. You can spread the word. Maybe we'll get some more people. And that will be an extra mitzvah. Okay. Yes. Okay. 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 Okay.